BTC ETFs post their first green week. Since May, Bitcoin exchange-traded funds recorded net inflows last week for the first time since May, Cointelegraph reported on July 11, 2026, ending a six-week stretch of outflows from the spot BTC products. The update, posted to the outlet's X account, frames the shift as a break in one of the longer redemption runs the funds have seen this year. The report does not attach a dollar figure to the week's net inflow, so treat the headline as directional rather than a precise flow number. The signal that matters is the sign flipping from negative to positive after six consecutive weeks of money leaving. A six-week bleed comes to a stop. Spot Bitcoin ETFs spent most of the early summer shedding assets. Six straight weeks of outflows is the kind of run that pulls down the institutional demand narrative that has propped up much of Bitcoin's 2026 price story. A single green week does not reverse that, but it does interrupt it. Flow direction is one of the cleaner reads on how large allocators are positioned. When ETFs bleed for weeks, it usually means advisors, funds, and treasury desks are trimming exposure or sitting on their hands. A return to inflows suggests at least some of that money decided the recent price range was worth stepping back into. The caution is that weekly ETF flows are noisy. One green week following six red ones can be a genuine sentiment turn, or it can be a single large creation that flatters an otherwise soft tape. Without the underlying daily breakdown, the honest read is that the selling pressure paused, not that a new buying wave started. Price and sentiment are not confirming yet. The market backdrop is muted. As of July 11, 2026, Bitcoin trades around $64,139, up 0.1% on the day, and about 2.4% over the past 7 days. That is a modest recovery, not a breakout. And it lines up with the idea of flows stabilizing rather than surging. Sentiment is lagging the flow data. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 31, firmly in fear territory. Ether sits near 17,988. Up 1.2% on the day, while Solana is down 1.6% at roughly 77.73 and XRP holds near $1.11. The broader tape is mixed, which argues against reading the ETF Green Week as a market-wide risk-on shift. That gap between improving flows and fearful sentiment is worth watching. Sometimes flows lead price and mood by a week or two. Other times, a lone inflow week gets swallowed by the next leg of selling. The next two or three weekly prints will settle which one this is, the read for spenders and holders. For anyone holding Bitcoin behind a card or spending account, ETF flow weeks rarely change day-to-day mechanics, but they do shape the collateral value sitting behind those balances. A firmer BTC price steadies the buying power of anyone funding a crypto card from a Bitcoin balance, and it eases the math on cards that lean on BTC as a top-up asset. The distinction between custodial and self-held exposure is the part that actually matters here. ETF holders own a wrapper managed by a third party. People who spend from a self-custody setup keep the keys and carry the price risk directly, without a fund manager between them and the asset. Neither is safer in every case. But the ETF flow story is fundamentally about the custodial, institutional side of the market, not the on-chain, self-held side that most card users touch. For active traders, the takeaway is narrower. The marginal institutional bid came back for 1 week. Whether that bid persists into a second and third week is the thing to confirm before treating it as a floor.